A news reporter stated that the family farm was not listed as an occupation on a census taken several years ago. There just aren't enough of them left to make it worthwhile. We laugh now, he said, but we'll cry later. One of the greatest sources of strength for our nation in the past has been the family farm. People who come from the family farms of America spend time at home, spend time in the country, learn how to work, and experience a sense of accomplishment. I wouldn't trade my experience of growing up on a family farm for anything. I'm especially grateful for parents who raised me on one. Oh, sure, as a kid I complained, I suppose most kids do, but the work was good for me. South Dakota had a lot of wind, but many evenings became calm and still. And after a long, hard day, it was relaxing to sit in front of the house and listen to and watch the wild ducks as they quacked and skidded in for landings on the lake a short distance away. People in the city enjoy the city, I guess. But for me, I still enjoy the country. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Go. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Present Truth Program on the 4th of November 2024, the day before the infamous election. The last election, the last presidential election in the United States of America. Will we have a 2026 election for different other government positions, federal and state? There is a possibility. But in 4 years for a presidential election? No. No. This is it. The whole world is witnessing the final presidential election of the great empire, America. This is it. There will be no more elections for president. From this point, when the final ruler of America takes office, he will be in office until he destroys America in about 2032. This is preposterous, absurd, daunting, bleak, if it's true. But the American people don't realize what they're viewing presently. This is not an election for who's going to remain in office or be in office in the next 4 years. This is the election. This is the season for the grand finale of the final ruler of the United States of America. Xi Jinping has taken his position in China. All he needs is 8 more years. He's young enough. And he will lead the armies of the Asian sisters to Armageddon, 2032 in the summer. He's young enough. I think he's only 70. I don't remember his name. Age. I remember his name, but I don't remember his age. He's young. Putin is right at 74. Putin will be in office 1 more year. Well, Putin is going to lead next year Russia and a group of nations and their armies to the Middle East. In America, Donald Trump, in a year from now, I don't believe that those in the deepest state, there's a deep state, but there's even a deeper state than the deep state. And the deepest state is the extremely hidden occult state. Those who worship Satan at the lowest, most powerful level. I don't believe they're going to allow Donald Trump in. They had no say in 2016. They had no say in the matter. God did not allow them to have their way. Did not allow them to put in Hillary Clinton. She was their choice. She would have brought in death to the world, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, 8 years early. But she wasn't allowed in. God did not allow it. God allowed Donald Trump. He puts kings in power. He takes kings out of power. He sets rulers in place. He removes rulers. He establishes countries. He destroys countries. That's what God does. He gets the final say. I'm afraid that the conservative, MAGA, Christian voters this time are not going to get the final say. God will get the final say, but God has another individual that must be put in place in the United States for a plan that God initiated eons ago. The final king or ruler of America is on the stage, but he's not one of the two fighting or in the race being voted for. He's not being voted for. He's just going to come to power. And if you've listened to my programs, you know who I'm talking about. Does he know it? I believe he does. Barry Satoru, the Christian name of Barack Obama. And every time you see him in the media, he's not pushing for Kamala. He's not. He is up there promoting himself. He's the big man. He's the big guy. He's the real big guy. So that means that the shift that is coming is going to rock the whole world. And it is a major sign from God and His eternal heaven to the people of the world that the wicked have come to rule the nations. And God is going to make it clear from His holy heaven that He must begin to bring punishment on the wicked people of the world, in the nations, in Israel, and in the churches, His seven lampstands. Christ said He would do it. He's going to do it. There are three corporate peoples: the nations, Israel as a people, and the Christian, born, the true born-again churches of God. And judgment has to be, there has to be judgment on all three. And it begins with the Christian churches, the Catholics, the Lutherans, all main denominations, and evangelical Christianity in the United States. I'm dropping heavy stuff on you today because you need to know the truth. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Thank you.
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
The world is going where no man has gone before. We are going into a world that is going to be disturbing or frightening. It's going to be a world that you can't imagine, you can't believe. So let's assume that Donald Trump will not be reinstated as president or win this election. Kamala Harris can't win. She won't win. She's not the pick any longer. She's been used. She was the first stage of a rocket to get the Democrat Party to implode. Stage one and stage two have separated, and stage one is about to blow up. That's Kamala Harris. And the Democratic Party, they have stage two. How they're going to bring, or how Barack Obama is going to return to the scene, I don't know. I can speculate, but it would only be speculation. But that he will he return? The question, will he return? Yes. How and when? Soon. That's all I can say is soon. Donald Trump, he has the momentum. You know, when they launch these big ships that are on the dock, they spend all these years building these things. They have them on a slide. And when it comes time for the inauguration, they take the old champagne bottle, crack it on the hull, and they let this thing slide on into the ocean. That's Donald Trump. He has so much momentum, he's going to slide right in. But I've seen some of these mishaps where these ships go in sideways. That's the way they're intended to go, but they flip. And I don't know how God is going to allow Donald Trump's campaign to flip. I don't know how God is going to do it, but he is going to allow it, because God is going to put another individual in, Barack Obama, because Barack Obama has duties in the world for about the next roughly 8 years. And it's going to destroy the faith of a lot of people. They're going to scratch their head. Those that are not deep in the faith are going to scratch their head. They're going to believe that God has betrayed them. No, he hasn't betrayed them. They just don't know Bible prophecy. They just don't know God's plan. Donald Trump, he's already told Vladimir Putin and this nation of Russia that when he returns, he is going to end that war in Gaza. I'm sorry, not Gaza, in Russia. But there are others who are saying that should Trump be elected, he will be assassinated. And this is even former Russian Dmitry Medvedev. He claimed that the relations between Moscow and Russia are strained regardless of who becomes president. And he said that the individual, should it be Trump, they will do what they did to Kennedy. There will be more assassination attempts on Trump. And last Sunday, he said that, yesterday, he said that for Russia, the election won't change anything, as both candidates' chances completely reflect the bipartisan consensus that our country has to be defeated. So whether it be Trump or Kamala, his assertion is that Russia must be destroyed. And he's not wrong, because the plan of empire, going back to the Bolshevik Revolution with England for the last 100 years, has been 107 years, has been to destroy Russia at all costs. They've never fudged. Has been no negotiation on Russia's destruction. They tried it in the Bolshevik Revolution, World War I. They attempted to destroy Russia after World War II. Again, in the end of the Reagan administration, by destroying the ruble, the power of the ruble, strength of the Russian ruble. They tried it again during the Carter administration. It failed. They were attempting to do it again during the Obama administration through Victoria Nuland. And that woman's going to reap what she sows. She's going to reap bigly. She's a Nazi. She's a female Nazi, along with Kamala and the whole group. They're Nazis. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Bushes. Of course, I said the Bushes. And Reagan wasn't, to a degree, but Junior, Senior, Clinton, Obama, heavy ties in the CIA, wanted to bring down during the 8 years of Obama to destroy Russia by using Ukraine. And that's the attempt now is going to be to get another nation or two in the UN or in the NATO, place missiles around Russia to the west and the south. They tried it, attempted last week in Georgia, the nation of Georgia, and it failed. CIA was deeply involved in that election, but they failed. So going back to what I was saying, Trump will not change anything in Russia, and he's not supposed to. And he won't change anything with Benjamin Netanyahu. He sat down and talked to Netanyahu in the last couple of weeks and basically said that Netanyahu needs to end the war, because this is not, you know, the media and what is being stated about Israel as a nation. It's not favorable to them. And Netanyahu, just for that alone, really needs to find a way to bring about talks, which there can't be. There won't be. It's impossible. There is nobody in the, with all the terrorists, there is not a person who would be able to sit down and work something out with the terrorists surrounding Israel, within Israel, and cause any kind of a ceasefire. It won't happen. It can't. Any ceasefire just means it gives the terrorists, wherever they may be, breathing room to, if it was, let's say, 6 months, if they could cause it for six months, can you imagine the munitions and the weapons they could once again be brought into the region to continue the conflict. That gives the soldiers that have been wounded, they can return to battle. It gives them a little time to heal. It gives them time to bring in and train new commanders, which is difficult. Experience is the best teacher. I just have to present what you can see the shift in the world, and I look at what the different signs that the Bible has given to America, to the world, about the hardships at the end of in the years preceding Christ's return. The wars now, these wars now make World War I, World War II, even Afghanistan look, they were skirmishes on the playground. This is something different in Ukraine. This is something much different in the Middle East. And the United States is, in Asia, we know that we have to protect Taiwan for the military purposes, for the sake of the military-industrial complex. We must protect Taiwan from China because of the computer chip manufacturing base that's there. Donald Trump and his administration, they had planned to, should China invade, they were going to basically destroy all manufacturing. And I think that is still the plan. So China can have the landmass back, but China won't get technology, won't get chips. And the chip market goes, your F-150 and your Dodge, your vehicles, if you need new chips, you're probably going to be using a couple of donkeys to pull that truck back to the house. We are in a very delicate world. On one hand, it doesn't appear to be, but it's very delicate. Things all tie together. Okay, so I'm going to just say that the rigged election season is in full swing. The Democrats are rats backed into a corner. There's no, just like with Hamas, there's no negotiating with the Democrats that are involved in all of the polls, all of the different locations in this country. They're rats backed into a corner, and there's not going to be any ceasefire, no negotiating. There will be no, it is, we are going to win no matter what, and God is going to allow it. There are going to be consequences for them, but God is going to allow it. He must, because in 2025, America is going to war with the nations, and the main reason is because of what Vladimir Putin has done with the BRICS family. De-dollarizing, that's the key. De-dollarization is bringing war to the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Present Truth Program. This week, 6 to 7 in the evenings, the first hour will play on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. But starting next Monday, the first hour of each day's program will play at 6 a.m., 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning, and no longer in the evenings. Then on the Friday program, because of Saturday, Friday program first hour will jump to Monday morning. It may be 2 or 3 days late, but it's still going to be pertinent. And then you'll have 3 hours each day of the present truth, just like now. But 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio. You can stream that on 1360KHNC.com. I was saying that there's going to be war because of the nations de-dollarizing. This was out of international Sputnik news. This was the Indian, a top banker. I read this last year, but I think it fits again. Indian billionaire banker and CEO of a major private bank, Kotak, Mahindra Bank, Uday Kotak. He panned the United States dollar as the biggest financial terrorist in the world. He said, "I genuinely feel that the biggest financial terrorist in the world is the U.S. dollar. All our money is in Nostro accounts and somebody in the U.S. can say, you cannot withdraw it from tomorrow morning? Are you stuck? This is the power of the reserve currency. He stated this at the awards, ET Awards for Corporate Excellence last year. He said on Twitter that he inadvertently used words financial terrorist. No, he didn't accidentally. He was clear. His comment meant that a reserve currency has disproportionate power, whether it is Nostro account, 500 BPS rate increase, or emerging countries holding U.S. dollars for liquidity. Kotek also said that the world is now desperately looking for an alternative reserve currency. The country should start, any country should start by building a strong framework and is not dependent on the whims and fancies of anyone. He said it may take as long as 10 years. Well, just from April a year ago, which is about a year and a half now, we can accurately view the momentum that has taken place with the BRICS nations. The initial five plus an additional five, plus now there are many others that are in line to become partners in the new multipolar world structure internationally. And all these nations in the new structure, their objective is to be free from the controls and the sanctions of the U.S. dollar. They have been, right now, a third of the world, I think of the countries of the world, are being sanctioned by the United States financially. And so this means they can't develop. Trump, he says that what he will do is he will immediately increase the tariff rates for goods coming into the U.S. until they stop this movement to de-dollarize. They're not going to, nobody can stop it. You cannot stop these countries that understand the not only the significance, not only the importance, but the when they understand the a way in which they can be free to develop their economies, where they can trade with resources between themselves, not be dependent on the United States for their present and their future. This is in the Bible. Eventually it says that there is this great nation in Revelation where when it's destroyed, the ship captains stand afar off and they weep. They cry bitterly because they made their great wealth by bringing goods from a distance to this island. The island is called America. And these ship captains watch her burn from a distance. And there's no one to... She has no way to... They have no way to trade. Their shipping industries are going to go bankrupt. This is the nations now in this multipolar world. It's called... They call it Russia and China. And the other nations now, they call it the new international world order. It is a new international order separate from the United States. The ruling, rules-based order of the United States. Rules-based meaning whatever America says, that's the way it's going to be done. We make the rules, you follow the rules. The nations don't want to follow these rules any longer. It's too expensive. Rules-based. It's like telling the World Health Organization, we do not want you coming into our nations any longer, vaccinating our population. This is war. This is war. And how are the pharmaceutical companies, how are they going to respond? Well, they start knocking on the door of the White House. And their complaint is, hey, these nations are going to cost us a lot of money. And also, the others who are, you know, they like ethnic cleansing, and they like to rid the world of the poor. They're also going to say, no, we need the vaccinations to depopulate. And guess what's going to happen? The United States military is going to get involved. Just to begin with. Don't tell the New World Order or the World Health Organization, don't tell them you're not going to allow them into countries. These nations are running for their lives.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Join me for my new radio show on Monday, November 11th at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
That's what this is all about. Everybody wants to rule the world. America doesn't want to give up its world hegemony. The other nations don't want to be ruled by the United States. They don't want the plans of Klaus Schwab. They don't want the plans of Anthony Fauci, the World Health Organization. They don't want to be, they don't want the peoples of their nations to be murdered. So this is why America is going to war in 2025. This is the reason for the new conscription laws. In the 70s, you could run to other nations. You could run to Canada. You could hide out. No more. You can't dodge this draft. Doesn't matter where you go. You will be brought back home. You will be forced to serve. If they want you, they're coming to get you. Canada, they passed laws. America's passed laws with Canada that any draft dodgers, the Canadian government is more than happy to knock on a door, beat it down if they have to, and incarcerate that person, drag him to the border, turn him over to authorities. No draft dodging this time. It's in the Bible. The Lord said that the nations are to take the resources for food production and make weapons. And the young man in Isaiah, he said there'd be a time in mankind's history where men would be as rare as the gold of Ophir, a rare form of gold. They think it came from Peru in the time of King Solomon. But men would be as rare as that gold. In other words, because of the wars, there would be a lackage, a demand for men, and there would be none. This is what's coming in 2025. And we've been through the Bible, through Bible prophecy. It was the Christ's intention and the intention of God. And Christ is the one actually who picked all of the prophets of Israel in the Old Testament. He was the angel of the Lord. He picked these individuals and he revealed to them the prophecies of the future for the nation of Israel, specifically for the nation, for the nations also. They have their own prophecies. And then even the prophets spoke of a future family of Jewish and Gentile individuals in a strange kind of a new plan that God had called the churches, or those in a born-again kingdom. The prophets talked about it. We're here. We're here presently. And they said that, Christ said that the nations would all have the ability to manufacture to a great degree weapons of some sort for the final wars. Eventually, the great battle, the final battle of all the armies at Armageddon. This would be an army with the armies of the West from America and the unipolar nations, Asia, the sisters in Asia, and Africa. And also there would be a army that we know as the Muslim armies, the Islam, the terrorists. All the armies of Allah coming together to destroy the Jewish people and completely rule over. The war is for Israel, but mainly for Jerusalem. They want Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the prize. Israel, yes. As a nation, they need it. But Jerusalem is where God said this was where his throne would be placed. And if they can take over Jerusalem, Christ will not be able to be enthroned and anointed king at his return. We don't know the Bible as well as the devil does. The devil knows that he needs to keep Christ out of the temple where he's to be given power over the nations. He's coming to rule, and the devil knows this. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Finish out today's program. Election day tomorrow. It's going to be the fiasco is about to begin. Only the Lord knows what's going to happen. But we're going to find out shortly. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Okay, and then yesterday out of the Wall Street Journal, I'll end with this. They released an article, the three reasons why Harris will lose the election. All of the left of Lenin media, they've turned on her. Three reasons why she'll lose the election. One, there are these three reasons. Firstly, a historic Democrat Democratic voting bloc will desert her in margins the polls haven't anticipated. I believe it. They're already deserting her. Second, Mrs. Harris was unprepared to enter the rough and tumble of national politics and at the 11th hour relies on being propped up, as she has thoroughly, as throughout her career, by patrons, Barack Obama, his operatives, and a national media that is predominantly desperate to prevent Mr. Trump from re-entering office. I was watching Barry this weekend. He was out. He wasn't promoting her. He wasn't campaigning for her. He wants back. He knows he's the only one. She's not qualified. Thirdly, when she responded on The View that there wasn't a thing that came to her mind that she would have done differently than President Biden, Ms. Harris confirmed the substance-free foundation of her cause by placing no distance between herself and the failures of her partner. Big failures. He failed bigly. And Barry, he loves the stage. He wants back. But once he comes to power, he'll let others run it, because he actually is in many ways very, what's a different word for lazy? He doesn't want to participate. He wants to rule. Like he stated, he would like to stay in his basement, in his sweats, and tell somebody that has an earbud what to do, what to say. And that is what's happened for the roughly 16 years since he's been in, the 8 years when he was in openly president, and in these last 8 years where he's been behind the scenes manipulating things. And in the next 8 years, he's going to continue to do the same thing. He'll be on stage when he needs to be, but really, he would prefer somebody else to tell them what to do, let them run the show. And Kamala's not going to win. They've thrown her under the ship. She's in the waters under the hull. There's no coming up for her. For today, that's it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Have a good evening. Let's see what's happening tomorrow. I'll be back.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.